in building relationships that last. It begins with improving one's self-esteem, looking beyond face value, and choosing the right partner. You too can have the marriage of your dreams.
So, don't let anybody prophesy into marriage. Many years ago, people were coming out to do Thanksgiving offering. They were in a line. And the pastor got into the spirit. And he told the sister that the man behind you is your husband. The woman is a serious Yoruba woman. The guy is a serious Igbo guy. They had nothing in common. They were not flowing. They were not thinking. They were not working together. But because pastor had prophesied, they married. The fighting that went on in that marriage, I mean, it's tougher than Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. They fought from beginning till the end. Of course, the marriage couldn't make it. Because once the foundation is faulty, what can the righteous do? Don't let anybody prophesy into marriage. Alright? You make your own choice and stick to that choice. So one of the first undue influence is prophecy. Prophecy. Some of you, you've even met somebody good to marry. Two of you want to marry. Then somebody wants to use prophecy to break you. Somebody prophesied to my wife that I'm not her husband. Well, how many years now? That prophecy is still failing. I'm very her husband. I am very her husband with proof. With three children. Very her husband. Hallelujah. Very, very. Somebody prophesied that. Somebody prophesied that I'm not husband. So you can't live on these things. Some of the people prophesying to you are not hearing God. It's not God that told them. God is not a gossip. Why would God go and tell somebody when he can talk to you? He wants to talk to you. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody use prophets to confuse you. That this is your husband. That is your husband. That's your wife. How? Somebody you don't know from anywhere. Somebody you don't like. God will never force you to marry somebody you don't like. I've seen people, those days when we're young, a lot of people use those kind of things. I don't like the girl. It's God that forced me. Shut up. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God will never force you to marry somebody you don't like. You must like the person. Because you're the one that's going to live with the person. God will force you there. As if you not sit down like a cock, like fowl that they are tied. I'm not everything they are begging you to do, you don't want to move. Because you are affirming that God push you here. That's a big lie. If you don't like the person, leave the person. Don't use prophecy as an excuse to marry someone. So that's the first undue influence I've seen that has affected people. Prophecy. Alright? Second one. Second undue influence is sex. Sex and sexual related issues. One of the reasons why marriages will get weaker and weaker is because of a lack of sexual discipline in many people. Lack of sexual purity. The more people indulge in sexual promiscuity, the lesser the chances of them being at a state of mind to make the right choices. Sex influences you greatly. It impacts you. It impacts your ability to even think straight. Hallelujah. If you're a guy here, listen. You cannot be sexually aroused and be mentally aroused at the same time. It doesn't work like that. Once you are sexually aroused, your mind has gone on vacation. Scripture tells us that there's a guy, David's children. He loved his sister. He said he loved his sister so much he could not eat. And his friend told him, rape the girl. So he organized for the girl to bring food for him. He raped the girl. The moment he slept with the girl, he didn't want to touch her again. He said he doesn't want again. All the while, before he raped the girl, he could not think. He said he could not do anything. He could not even eat. You cannot be sexually aroused and mentally aroused at the same time. Or mentally alert at the same time. So, if you are praying and looking for who to marry and you are sleeping around, chances are high. You will not be in the frame of mind to even be able to identify a good spouse. When you see people that sleep around a lot, they will tell you there's no wife in Lagos. Meanwhile, they have 10 girlfriends, but say there's no wife. He can't see. He can't see the good ladies around him because his mind has been sexually infected. He can't see. Hallelujah. Same thing with you, lady. You sleep with everybody you see and you want to choose the right partner. You can get a partner, but if you're looking for the right husband, though, it's going to be hard. You are not even in a position to see well. Sex can blind you. The Bible says he that has sex with somebody is joined to that person. So why would a joined person be even looking for another person? You're already joined. You're already joined. Scientifically, it has been proven that when people have sex, a connection has been established. That's not scriptural, scientifically. And Bible has already said that one many years ago, that whoever has sex with intercourse and harlot is joined to that harlot. So many joined people are looking for partner. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. So, if you want to find a God-ordained partner, if you want to find a God-ordained partner, it's time to start obeying God's word and staying away from sexual immorality. That's the way it's going to happen. You cannot keep having sexual immorality and also be able to choose right. The two don't go together. You can get a husband, you can get a wife, but I'm talking about the right one. The one that will give you peace in the future. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. So sex can influence your decision. Some people have slept with someone to the point where they've enjoyed the sex so much, they can't even think, they can't see that this person is not the kind of person that should marry. They can't see again. Sex has influenced their mind. They've enjoyed the sex so much. Sex is like drug. It's like a drug. It's like a drug. Prostitutes are not prostitutes because they are looking for money. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Prostitutes are prostitutes because they are addicted to sex. That's why. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. It's the same thing as cocaine and other drugs. If you get involved with those things, you lack the capacity to make sound judgment. You can't be sleeping with a guy and praying to ask God if this is the person you should marry. What a big joke. As you're sleeping with someone, then you're also seeking the will. You're saying, I'm seeking the will of God. Yeah? Because in the eyes of God, sexual intercourse is how people are joined. Not wedding ring. God never ordained wedding ring anywhere. Wedding ring is fine, I'm wearing one. But that is there's no scripture that said, when thou exchange ring, thou art joined. There's no such scripture. In the eyes of God, who is a spiritual God, the joining of two people is done by sexual intercourse. So many people are joined with like 13 people. And they are seeking the will of God. It's not going to, the chances are high. You're not going to make a right choice, even if you see a choice to make. Chances are high, you're not going to make a right choice. Sex can impact your ability to be sensitive in the spirit, to impact your ability to even make sound judgment. There are some people that you should not even be thinking, praying about whether you should marry or not. If it's not that you were having sex with them, you would have known that this drunkard is not the kind of person I should marry. This guy that is always drinking is not the kind of person I marry. I've told you all marriages that are bad, the foundation was faulty. It's not out of the blues that the man began to misbehave. It's not out of the blues that the woman began to misbehave. They made the choices right from day one. They are just too lazy now to complete what they started. That's how most divorces are. The foundation was faulty. So when you're involved in sexual relationship, you lack the capacity to even make sound judgment, to see clearly that this is not the kind of person I want to be the father to my children. This is not the kind of person I want to be the mother to my children. This is not the kind of person I want to live the rest of my life. You don't have the capacity to make that judgment because your eyes are blinded by the sex. What are other sexual related issues? Popular one. He's the one that disfigured me. So I must marry him. My sister. Two wrongs can't make a right. You can't use a mistake to correct a mistake. If you have slept with someone you shouldn't be sleeping with because you're not married and the person disvirgined you, marrying the person does not correct the first mistake. It even complicates the first mistake because now you'll be disvirgined and divorced by that same guy. That's not what you want. Are you here, somebody? I've heard that a lot in my years of counseling. Why do you want to marry this guy? Does he love you? No. Does he beat you? Yes. Does he say he wants to marry you? No. Why are you waiting for him? He disvirgined me in 1982. My sister. My sister. And I've told ladies this over and over again. What sex means to you is not what it means to a guy. They are not the same thing. For a guy, I've seen people do interviews. I saw one guy doing an interview on TV. He said it clearly. When ladies enter his life, he tells them that he's not ready for marriage. Forget marriage. And of course, they still date him and sleep with him, but he has told, no, forget it. Not say tomorrow you're going to call me. Say, won't call her. You didn't call me. Forget all those things. Because for women, those things are very important. That we're having sex means something. For men, it's not always so. Most times, it's not so. So don't make a big deal out of it. If you have made a mistake, as long as they didn't rape you, you willingly decided to sleep with this guy, you have made one mistake, please, don't complicate matters by forcing yourself to marry the guy.
Hi there, can I invite you to church? Any of these Sundays, on the mainland, we have service starts at 7:30 a.m. The second service at 9 a.m. The venue is Pandem's bus stop behind the PHCN office at a mall of Lagos. And if you stay anywhere on the island, our service on the island starts at 10 a.m. The venue is right beside Meadow Hall Schools, after third round about Lekki, Lagos. I look forward to seeing you there. You'll be my special guest.
Hi there. Wouldn't it be powerful if all your prayers got answers? I want to invite you for a special series we're having in this month of May. It is titled Prayers That Work. I and my friend Pastor Paul Olashere will be sharing on how to pray effectively. I want you to join us in any of our three services. On the mainland, it starts for 7:30 and 9 a.m. And on the island, it's 10 a.m. I'll be ministering all the services. I look forward to seeing you there. God bless you.
Sexual related issue. I have a child for him. I've seen baby mamas want to force the person's hand to marry. They think that if I get pregnant for the guy, I'll make him marry me. Big mistake. If he doesn't love you, marriage should only be built on the foundation of love. Once that is not the foundation, any other thing you want to build on, it's not going to carry the weight of a house. So I've seen many people say, oh, because I have a child for him, I must marry him. No. If you have a child for someone and he doesn't love you enough to marry you, please carry your child and trust God. I've seen many single mothers get married, happily married. So don't have the mentality that nobody will marry me if I'm a single man. No, it's a lie. There are people that have married single mothers, many of them. Hallelujah. So don't let that one make you feel, oh, I'm a single mother, you know, I can marry anybody, let them pity me, or I want to marry the guy that I have a child for by force. Many years ago, about 15 years ago or so, a lady came to my office. She wants to marry one guy. I said, okay, this guy, does he love you? No. But two of you live together, yes. And he's sleeping with you, yes. But he doesn't love you. He wants to marry another woman that is rich. The guy was trying to sort himself out financially. So while he was living with this one, he was dating a richer, older woman that he wants to marry. And he has told the girl the plan. And the girl was still there by faith. So I told her, leave his house and go and move on with your life. This guy doesn't love you. He has even told you, so there's nothing we're even praying about. He has told you clearly. She stayed there by faith. Women have faith when it comes to marriage. I've never seen faith like a woman that wants to marry by force. Faith. She got pregnant for the guy and had twins. Twins. And when she told me, she in her mind, she was believing that, with twins, he must marry me. Sister, let me beg you, I've told you people, the way a man sees sex, sees children, sees romance is very different from how a woman sees it. A man, that's why I'm whenever I'm doing men meeting, women meeting, I take more interest in the women, because women are the ones that will feel any impact of a bad marriage. Most men can survive happily without a marriage. What men need is sex, not marriage. If you leave men, if men can be having sex without marriage, Most men don't know this, in their mind they think we are a the wedding, we are doing it for you, we are not interested. If it's possible for us not to come. You don't even understand. If it's possible for us not to come, for only you to go to the wedding and do it, and move in. Or you even stay down the street. We rent same house on the same, we rent house on the same street. You live in house one, I live in house three. But we are married. You give me my space. When I need sex, you come. After sex, you go back to your house. You cook and send it. Don't bring it. Because if you bring it, you go one gist. I don't get time. I don't watch match. Send the food. Most women don't know that in their mind. They think all of us are interested. No! Men are not interested in marriage. They are interested in sex, interested in food, not marriage. The work of marriage is plenty for a man. It doesn't come natural to him. Most men want to hang out with his friends, play football, watch football, sit down with you every day. No. So women are not conscious of this, so they think we are all in the same boat. No, we are not. Not at all. Hallelujah. So in her mind, she thought, oh, I'm pregnant with twins. That's a big deal. For men, you can have 10 children. For a man, he will still be sleeping with you. Don't get that wrong. He will still be collecting the sex and not send you. They are not connected. They are not connected. In her mind, she felt, twins? No way. This marriage don't hold. The party must hold. Say, twins, confirm. When he sees them, how cute they are. That they are cute, he will say. It's women that doesn't concern that the baby is cute. Don't concern me. Cute or no cute. I also still be there. I don't care. Many times you've heard stories of when a woman has twins or triplets, and also the man will just carry in load. Twins, triplets. Who could take care of them? Go carry. He will pack his bag. Just wear his shoe. His jeans. And wallet. That's where you go. I've seen many marriages that the man's wardrobe is still full of clothes till today. He has left for 10 years. He left the woman in the house with his wardrobe. Take my clothes. I can't have time to pack now. If he catch me, he leave a whole cloth. Just carry him body. Go start another life. You uproot like ghost. Not once, not twice. Women don't know that. A man can uproot himself from here now. Go to another country and start another life with another woman. Straight. Are you getting this? Straight. Carry on. I've seen stories that a man will have two or three wives that don't know each other. All the families, maybe he's like a doctor, so he'll be telling them, I'm on call, I'm in the hospital. So he has two wives sometimes. There are two families with children, they don't know themselves. It's only when he dies that he will just see two, three, four families, complete family, wedding, everything. Children. So women don't get that. So don't confuse all those things. I have 10 children for him. So what? The more the children serve, the more in the run. Hallelujah. So I have a child for him. It's an undue influence. Don't let that influence your decision to marry him by force. Number three. Undue influence. This one is money. Number three is money. The Bible says that a gift perverts judgment. The Bible said a gift perverts or distorts your ability to make a decision. A gift there, that word gift is the word bribe. So it means money that is given to you with the intention of affecting your decision. DJ is in Proverbs now. So the word gift there is talking about a bribe or a money given to you to impact your choice. No, this is not what I want. I want a gift to pervert judgment. Hallelujah. So, I've seen many people meet a guy or meet a girl. They don't like the guy, they don't like the girl. But once gifts start flowing, Valentine is coming. Once gifts start flowing, the guy start buying you things. My brother, listen. All of us are human beings. We can be influenced. There's a way somebody will buy you things. It will influence your ability to make a choice. The secret is not to collect gifts from somebody you don't want to marry. If you know you don't like this person, stop collecting gifts. And let me tell you something. Most women are too greedy especially in this part of the world. They are too greedy to say no. So the guy buy you iPhone 7. You know you don't want to marry him. But you buy you iPhone 7. You don't say no, no, no since. Your no. After iPhone 7, turn to maybe. Then he buy you Sergio, he buy you a wig from Sergio's shop. Sergio, what's your expensive wig? I don't know, I can't hear from you, but he buy one of those expensive Sergio wig. You put the hair. Your maybe. Move to May. May 13th as date of wedding. Look at this. Said, a wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom. Look at this. To pervert what? The ways of judgment. Say, a wicked man. The word wicked means twisted man. Somebody that is twisted in his mind. Say, he takes a gift. A gift that means money, means bribe. Out of the bosom to pervert the ways of what? Judgment. Pervert your thinking. Stop collecting a gift from somebody you know you don't want to marry. Your resistance will wear down if you keep eating that chicken. Stop eating the chicken. Many girls are thieves. You don't want. You go to Mr. Big, you're ordering anyhow. Give me 13 meat pie, 3 scotch egg, 6 sausage. Only you, but you are saying no, no, no. But if they order anything where you like, very soon you will soon become the sausage. If you don't want now, please stop collecting the gifts. The gift will pervert your judgment. If you keep collecting those gifts, it will impact your ability to make sound judgment. Many girls have entered a trap because the man had money. He could buy you expensive gifts. Things that ordinarily in your life you never thought you could have. That's why I say woman should be working hard. Work so hard that there's no amount of money that can bribe you to marry someone. Work that hard. Hallelujah. It's only in this part of the world that women think that they are meant to be dependent on men. Those trends, those days have gone. Even men now are looking for women that have money. Those days have gone. So work hard for yourself. Don't let any man come and mess up your life. Because even if a man marries you, he's very rich and he marries you, got money, the day he decides to drop you or divorce you, you are left hanging because you've not built yourself. You are dependent on his money. Hallelujah.
I believe your relationships have been strengthened by the message you just watched. I want to give you a chance to enter the most important relationship of your life, and that is the relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are watching me right now and you are not born again, I want to pray with you. Just close your eyes and say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with your blood. I receive the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If you prayed that prayer with me, you are now born again. There are numbers on the screen. Please call the numbers. Someone will be willing to speak with you. God bless you.
In building relationships that last, it begins with improving one's self-esteem. Looking beyond face value. And choosing the right partner. You too can have the marriage of your dreams.